Okay, here we are. Welcome back, one and all. There is a lot going on here. We don't have all the answers yet, but we are facing something that would certainly suggest that those who are behind this horror that is unfolding planned very well and very long to have many different things at work that we will not be able to easily round up, identify, and present, and then take action against. This is a very sophisticated operation against all of us. It is not taking any prisoners. It is anyone who has been vaxxed is clearly in for trouble sooner or later. And those who have not been vaxxed are clearly, not quite as clearly, but pretty darn close clearly, headed for trouble sooner or later. Why? Transmission from the vaxxed to the unvaxxed of what appears to be the spike protein or other factors. We're not sure yet. We do know there are a heck of a lot of people who have become sick by being around someone who has been vaccinated, mostly women, many reproductive problems, but males as well. It's, again, taking no prisoners. Erica Kahn is back with us tonight, our microbiologist, nanotechnology expert, analyst, and commentator, and we try to take a good look at this as often as possible to keep you up to speed on what we know and honestly what we think we know. We really don't have all the facts yet. And for this to be taken into a laboratory and exposed for what it really is going to take some very brave scientists working sub rosa, underground. They're going to have to be very careful about it because this is a big stakes game. Erica, welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. It's good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's just start with this transmission issue. We maybe shouldn't call it shedding. Some doctors use the word, some don't like it. I guess Dr. Sherry Tenpenny doesn't like shedding. It's a transmittal issue as much as anything, correct?
It seems to be. I mean, we don't know. Nobody knows. We're kind of operating, you know, in the dark here because we don't really know what's in it or what it's doing to people. These things were not supposed to shed, but there's enough people that are experiencing side effects from having just been around vaccinated people that are remarkably similar to those who have been vaxxed, that there's a trend, there's a distinct pattern emerging that something is clearly shedding or being transmitted.
That's an interesting phrase, similar to those who have been vaxxed, very similar. What kinds of similarities are you seeing in your research and hearing about that are close to or approximating those of people who have been vaxxed? What are you seeing? It is a little different, but I guess there are overlaps.
I think it seems to be dependent on the level of exposure. I mean, people that are in an office situation or work environment where they're around more than a few people that have been vaccinated, you know, perhaps the whole office or four or five people, and then they're in close contact sharing the airspace with these people for 8 hours a day, that they are stricken with fatigue, headaches, some are breaking out in rashes. And the most worrisome is these women now that are, I mean, there's no shortage of them. There are thousands now complaining of menstrual irregularities. I mean, concerning, worrisome, abnormal, alarming.
Well, this leads to, and I think it was 25,000 had complained a week or two ago, so who knows how many by now. But this is bearing all the general earmarks of something that would be working against women being able to carry to term a child. This is suggestive of a birth control issue.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think the men are less apt to talk about it, but apparently there are men reporting issues with their testicles Among other things, I mean, clearly there's something going on with the reproductive organs, and, you know, whether it's originating
both sexes.
From the, right. Yes, both sexes. Women seem to be more vocal about it right now. But is it affecting the brain, the hypothalamus in the brain? Is it directly affecting the reproductive organs? Is it a blood issue? All of the above? We don't know. And the manufacturers are, as usual, denying that there's any relationship.
And this is institutional lying on a level that is rarely seen, or maybe never seen before.
It's
appalling. Because it's worldwide. They're literally lying worldwide, deceiving people. This is a crime against humanity.
No doubt. And it's playing out. And children are now starting to be affected. There was a report, more than one, where children go to see their grandparents that they haven't seen in sometimes a year because of these lockdown measures. And at least one child, a six-year-old girl, spent some time with her grandparents and then came home and developed a very painful rash all over her body. And 2 weeks later, still has it. No answers. There was a baby, an infant, who was held by their grandparent for, it didn't seem like it was a long period of time, but later that night, the infant developed a fever and a rash, and the parents took him to the emergency room, and no answers.
All right, here's another one. Now, this is not a transmission issue. This is a vax issue, which it's all part of the same basket of satanic evil, in my view. Two-year-old baby dead within 6 days of taking second shot of Pfizer vaccine in clinical trials on children. Now, the obvious question is, what kind of a moron parent would ever allow a child to be involved in something like this? And I know some of you will say, well, the parents were completely brainwashed by the media and the party line and all that, and they thought it was okay. No, it's not good enough. You need to do more research. You have a child that's a blessing of untold proportions and also a responsibility. And the responsibility is on you to find out exactly what this child is. And those parents could never have done that if they had done reasonable due diligence, and they didn't. So, okay. Now, go ahead.
Well, I'm speechless. I'm appalled that it's playing out. I'm appalled that it's being foisted on children. I'm appalled that people are not being informed of these very serious risks. I mean, the majority of people are under the impression that these things have been tested and they're somehow safe and or harmless.
Right.
And it's anything but safe. And we've got, you know, 4 or 5 months of evidence now showing this.
4 or 5 months of evidence showing it, that Moderna claims they created this so-called vaccine in 2 days. Pfizer, not to be outdone, said, we did ours in a little over 2 hours. I've got the print from their direct spokespeople. So this is, if that wasn't a warning to everyone, I don't know what is. So let me go back to this thing. You're seeing online reports of people simply being in proximity to someone who has been vaccinated. And my question would be, what similar kinds of side effects are you seeing? I'm wondering if it's a spike protein being transferred, or if it's a combination spike protein and an mRNA of some kind being transferred. In other words, is the transfer a vaccination per se, or is it just a transfer of part of the residual of the vaccination given to somebody else? Is it the whole vaccine?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have an answer to that for a while. And I mean, it's my opinion, and it's just speculation, but knowing that we are introducing into the body just raw genetic material, a segment of mRNA, which codes for a protein. And when you introduce that into the body, you are teeming with viruses. It is, you know, this is part of your microbiome. You have bacteria, you have fungi, you have viruses
all the time.
And when you're in a state of health, these things are benign. Everybody's happy. Nobody's causing a problem. They get what they want. You get what you want. Some of these viruses actually keep pathogenic bacteria in check. So they actually have a beneficial purpose. But regardless, when you're introducing genetic material into the body, this is free reign for any one of these organisms to pick that material up and incorporate it into its own genetic makeup. And if there's some sort of advantage to having it and conditions are right, they can proliferate. And so
it's a whole new organism. It's a whole new thing.
Yes.
It's a chimera. It's a different critter. Okay.
So people were warning about this even before these vaccines came out. You're crazy. You're just asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, instead of having a laboratory with, security to make sure these new novel strains of whatever don't escape and cause a problem, you're introducing this genetic material into walking, talking human beings that are going to do the gain of function for you. I mean, the people are now bioreactors.
Well, they're machines. They're little factories, and when they're vaccinated, they begin to produce a very toxic protein, which not only inundates their body with it, but it, I guess, is so plentiful, that's where the transmission is coming from. They're shedding it, they're transferring it, they're exhaling it, they're sweating it out. All body fluids, apparently, will have this protein. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't think it's the mRNA. I think it's pretty much the spike protein. But your point is very interesting, because suppose the spike protein melds itself with a rather common type of virus that we would shed anyhow. And then what do we have?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. I think that people's cells are incorporating packaging this genetic material in some sort of maybe an exosome that circulates around the body to communicate with other cells within the body, and some of these leave the body and are picked up by people in the vicinity, and it's shed into the environment. It's I guess a way of communicating on a quantum level, what's going on between humans within the same environment.
Right.
And then I should bring attention to, back in February, Russia reported that they had isolated a chimera virus that was a hybrid between, I think it was an H5N8 flu virus with these coronavirus features.
Oh, really?
And more recently, I had a friend, an acquaintance, whose husband was in a work situation, being around vaccinated people all day long, all week.
Uh-huh.
Thursday, he comes down with a fever, chills, and goes into a tailspin, pretty bad. I think he had to take Friday off. And by Saturday, she had all the same symptoms. So she went and she had a scan done. She's more of a holistic naturopathic practitioner and had one of these bioenergetic scans done. And the scan said that she had a reovirus with coronavirus attributes. Now, a reovirus is...
Did you say real or renal? What did you say?
Rio. R-E-O. Rio.
Okay, a reovirus, all right.
Now, this doesn't surprise me, because reoviruses are a segmented virus, and they segmented viruses can exchange segments of their genome very easily with other segmented viruses, which influenza is a segmented virus. So, having this mRNA readily available to be uptaken by other viruses, this is a given that these mutant viruses are going to emerge in people who have had this technology.
So they could be literally giving off chimeras.
Yes.
With including the mRNA and the spike protein. Who knows? But if mRNA is... Yeah.
That's what this... I mean, that would be the attribute that this chimera would incorporate. I mean, it would be, let's say, an influenza virus with a spike protein.
Not good.
Now, being that this spike protein is so biologically active all by itself, I mean, it's the most problematic part of the coronavirus we've now pretty much determined. Mm-hmm. Now you've got a whole, you know, just endless numbers of viruses that could now have this spike protein.
They could combine with it, if that's the right word. I'm, again, not a scientist.
Yes.
But they could combine with it. And
that's
here's
what
a
is,
brand,
recombination.
Here's a brand new creature.
Yep. So we're going to have novel viruses. I just think, you know, countless numbers as more people get these these shots.
Oh, they're trading stuff back and forth, but mostly forth. People get, this is not good. People are being turned into machines by the mRNA to produce the spike protein. And so for all of you out there, understand that the mRNA, does the mRNA replicate in the body also? I don't know this.
It's not supposed to.
It makes me feel a lot better. Yeah, not supposed to.
But we have to remember it's synthetic, so, you know, they've modified it so that it resists the normal enzymes that would degrade it. So we're not quite sure how long it persists or if it ever degrades. Does it get retained and recycled? Or does it leave the body? Nobody knows.
And how many lipid PEG-covered mRNA strands are there in an average injection? Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know.
So
I mean, these manufacturers are not being transparent.
No.
At all.
No, they're not. No, no.
In fact, they're going to really alarming lengths to keep a lot of this hidden from the public.
They knew all along what they were doing. That's my guess. They knew. This is clearly going to get a lot worse before it gets better. If it gets better, and when I hear people saying, "Well, it's indigenous. It's part of the environment. You're going to have to get a shot every year, and masks are going to be here permanently now." That's one of the great ironies. The unvaxxed people now will want to wear a mask because they're not going to know who's vaccinated and who isn't. If it's to keep the spike protein away or to keep some new chimeric virus away that has somehow recombined with the mRNA and left the body, we don't know. But something is being transmitted that is deleterious to the health of the unvaccinated. That is an absolute proven now. We just don't know what the actual ingredients are.
You know, an additional concern, too, is that, you know, this may or may not be related, but there have been reports of people losing their pets after being in contact with either,
good.
You know, their family members. I mean, if that's happening, and the three cases I'm aware of, the illness came on fairly rapidly in an otherwise or previously healthy animal, was taken to the vet. The vet could not diagnose, come up with anything, and then shortly thereafter, the animal died. No explanation. So if that's happening, that's even more worrisome because that means that this attribute that is now being acquired by other viruses has no species barrier. You know, usually viruses are specific to a host. You know, a cat virus wouldn't infect a human virus and vice versa. But
right.
This doesn't seem to break the rules.
Which,
if you recall when they first said that, you know, this SARS-CoV-2 virus was now proliferating in the environment, there were some lions at the Bronx Zoo that apparently tested positive.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe it at the time. I thought it was hype. But, you know, this is a weaponized coronavirus. It could have much broader transmission in terms of its hosts.
So it may be that this
thing can go back and forth between animals and humans, or certain animals and humans. So
what that means, the animals could potentially pass it back to us.
Well, there was some talk of that. Russia is now readying vaccines for cats and dogs for this coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. No, this is bad. This is getting worse by the day. Sorry to say, I just don't know how to counsel people except keep your nutrition levels up. I would also suggest now that most people consider, especially the unvaxxed, seriously wearing a mask when you're out among people. You don't know who's been vaccinated, who's not. The data is pretty clear. Something is being transferred, something deleterious, and it's better to wear a mask than not. I hate to say it, but you're in stores with people. You're in a car with four or five people. You don't know if they're vaccinated or not. And most people don't really want to ask. I think there's some reticence beginning to be observable about that. People don't want to talk about it. They're afraid to be condemned one way or the other. What are you hearing?
Yep, same. I mean, there's, I think, going to be a lot of division here shortly once word gets out of what's happening.
Division or panic, or both.
Both.
And enmity and anger and...
Yep.
Wow. For those of you thinking about taking a plane flight, being cooped up in a tube with about 150 other people, I guess we'll talk more about that in a minute. Hold
okay.
on, we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Erica Kahn about the unfolding chaos all around us, and it is that. So what do we worry about? And what we're going to have to rewrite the rules of engagement here. And I'm talking about human engagement, people to people, if this is all correct. And every sign points to this being all correct, that there is something being transmitted that is dangerous. Do we know of anybody yet who has been, well, I guess there have been some cases reported of people coming down with something and then dying. It doesn't seem to be as catastrophically fatal yet, or does it, as the vax itself? What are you hearing?
I think this awareness of this shedding is just coming to light.
Right now,
You know, it was really only starting to be discussed, I suppose, maybe 2 weeks ago. I mean, and now that... more people are talking about it, more people are realizing, oh, you know, that's probably why I've been feeling so crummy. You know, I go into the office and I'm around these people all day and I come out of there with headaches and I feel nauseous and I'm feverish and, you know, so they're starting to connect the dots. It seems like there's a legitimate pattern here and something that is concerning because, you know, we don't know what it is. Is it the spike protein itself? Is it viruses with spike proteins that are, you know, once they get in you, they may replicate and produce more spike proteins? Is it something else? I mean, we really don't know what's in these things. If that Pfizer video that went viral a week ago is any indication, there are other things in there besides mRNA.
I would bet on it. I would bet anything. They're doing all kinds of things with that. I said it before they even began to roll the vaccines out. I said, how are we going to know what they're doing? Who do you trust?
And it's conceivable that there are many different lots or batches of these things going to different areas of the country. You know, with different ingredients for different subsets of the population. Nobody knows.
It could, anything could be
going on. And nobody's asking questions, so we're not going to get any answers because people just roll up their sleeves and say, give it to me, I want it.
Well, 270,000 in France said no to their second shot, so that is encouraging. But again, I've said it before, they will just release another, a worse bioweapon if they don't get their way. Something else is coming. It's probable. We're just guessing, but that's my guess.
Well, I would think, too, that whatever's in these things is somehow designed to work with frequencies, probably 5G, and, you know, maybe these things don't activate unless you're in the presence of certain electromagnetic frequencies. Maybe they get worse or better.
Well, that's certainly possible. Then this goes back all the way to Royal Rife, who in the 1920s and 30s found out that viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, fungus, whatever, they all have a frequency that is, he called it the MOR, the mortal oscillatory rate. And if you could duplicate that, viruses would fall apart. Bacteria would just disintegrate. So the opposite could be true. Any of these frequencies on the spectrum could be used to energize or otherwise influence these vaccines, these fake vaccines. Right, here's another one, and I saw this the other day. A nursing mother, took the Pfizer vaccine, breastfeeding her five-month-old. The little baby died right after she breastfed it.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is,
and that was
really
confirmed. That wasn't rumor. That was actually confirmed.
Right. All right. Now, so we're going to think of the possibilities here. When this gets out, that there's something that the vaxxed can give the unvaxxed that is not good for them and can maybe kill them. What is going to happen to the workplace, to supermarkets, to shopping, any aggregation of humanity? How are people going to know who's vaccinated, where the danger might be? Would you get on an airplane right now?
No. No, I think that's asking for trouble. This may be life or death. It's that serious. Because, you know, this spike protein that is possibly being shed, we know the spike protein, with or without a virus attached to it, is problematic. It gets into the body, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, it can go in there and cause all kinds of inflammation. In the animal studies, the mice that were infected with coronavirus or vaccinated with coronavirus went on to develop prion disease within...
Whoa, hold on. That's another hot button, prion disease, mad cow disease.
Mad cow
transmissible,
disease, yes.
Transmissible or otherwise, spongiform encephalopathy is something that has been absolutely determined to be a problem in test groups of mice who were inoculated with this coronavirus.
Yep, and then in the macaque monkeys where they were attempting to, you know, replicate another coronavirus infection, they went on to develop Lewy bodies, which are the hallmark feature of Parkinson's disease. But, I mean, it's an amyloid protein, and amyloid proteins can also cause Alzheimer's, among many other things. This is serious. And the fact that these women are... nobody knows why these bleeding disorders are occurring. So, until we have some answers, I think it would pay to be prudent. And if you choose to ignore this, then do so at your own peril. There may be no reversing whatever this is.
If there, in fact, is no reversing, and people don't know, this will spread so fast. We have 180 million now who have been vaxxed here in the U.S., and they're out circulating with the remainder, 140 million or thereabout, who haven't been vaxxed, and they're going to come into contact. Now, if they're passing some kind of a hybrid virus with the mRNA in it, or spike proteins, which obviously is what's going on, we can't say with certainty yet, but it's obvious. That's the odds-on favorite. Everybody's going to be exposed to this. And that's maybe why in the beginning they said, our target is to vaccinate 80% of the world's population. And I said instantly, wait a minute. Why would they stop there unless they have a means to human transmit this or something like it or something? And now we know that there is something going on. This is going to cause an enormous panic and an enormous division in what's left of this culture. And when it gets out, and it will get out. It's getting out
right
now.
It's already happening. There are, in the news this week, a couple school districts, one in Miami, another in Arizona. They have set a policy where they are not allowing, I believe it was their teachers,
teachers,
or their staff.
They will not hire teachers who have been vaccinated.
Yes, because they're concerned about whatever might spread to the children now. And rightfully so. Until we get a handle on this, this is not the year to travel.
So who's going to come to our rescue? Our government, the CDC. They're going to investigate this and tell us what's going on, right? Not a word from the CDC that I've seen so far about any of this transmission, any of these effects. Nothing. They're saying nothing, and that should tell everyone
a lot. There was a fleeting mention of it. Yeah, there was a fleeting mention of it, I believe, on Fox News last week about the issues with the women. But it was not given
last week.
And then
it went away.
Yeah, uh-huh. It went away.
Well, that's the way they're going to play it. They want whatever this is, in my view, they want it spread. That's the best guess. It's logical. Because every other damn part of this thing has been so well thought out and put together. This is a truly satanic bioweapon, this whole thing. It's a pull it together. It is a bioweapon.
Yep.
The virus, the vaccine, it's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. Man.
Yeah, when you realize that, I've been saying this all along, that the spike protein is the problem part of this virus. It's the part of the virus that causes all the problematic symptoms, the clotting, the brain inflammation. And now you're injecting the genetic material so that your own cells can produce that protein? How is that of any benefit?
No.
That's a disaster.
Right.
Or not, depending on what the intention is.
Right. And there are going to be people who are vaccinated who will lie and say, I'm not vaccinated. This is just people. This is what they're going to do. So you won't really know who you're hanging around with. See how the dynamics of this are really just prodigious in their ramifications. They're huge. People are not going to know. And they're going to be afraid. Well, what else would you expect?
Yeah, it's going to get ugly.
Tell me what you're seeing online. You watch this stuff. Study.
There are now multiple separate groups that are focused on just specific symptoms or side effects in people that have had the vax. There is a hearing loss tinnitus group. There's a neuropathy group, among others. And now there's a few dealing with these menstrual issues that, I mean, the numbers are in the thousands, double-digit thousands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, some of these people are just collecting information, but others are, there's no shortage of stories hourly. More women coming forward. It's like, yeah, I thought this was kind of unusual, but I didn't know if it was just me or.
Mm-hmm.
It's alarming. And it's conceivable that some of these women will lose their uterus over this issue. It's that bad. Until they can determine or correct this problem.
Nonstop hemorrhaging, and I'll have to go in there and shut it down, so to speak. I don't know how. I don't know how doctors or scientists are going to approach this. They won't get any support from big government at all. None. In fact, they'll probably get threatened. That would be my guess.
Yep.
Don't go.
Yeah, they're
there.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place. I tell you, if you're a doctor with a conscience these days, you're in a tough spot.
The other symptoms, women having terrible problems, but in general, you're hearing, what are you reading? Headaches, disorientation, brain fog. What other symptoms are you hearing? I'm talking about neuropathy, I guess, as much as anything.
Yeah, that's. I mean, there have been cases of paralysis. You know, the Guillain-Barré and the transverse myelitis. Gosh, I mean, there was the 12-year-old girl, Maddie, whose parents signed her up for a clinical trial, I believe it was a Moderna, and she's now paralyzed.
Yeah, paralyzed. This is unbelievable, this going on.
There was another girl in her 20s who, you know, a vibrant, attractive young woman with her whole life in front of her, got the vaccine, and she had a stroke. And she has a medical bill of, I don't know, $180,000 from Mount Sinai Medical Center, and putting up a GoFundMe page to try to get some assistance with her medical bills.
She's damaged?
Yeah, well, she has to, she needs to relearn how to walk.
Oh, man.
It's tragic.
The mainstream media is exposing itself beyond all normal embarrassments. It's an obscenity is what it is. They're not reporting on this. They're not reporting on the over 10,000 who have been killed by these alleged vaccines in this country. They're not talking about the tens and tens of thousands of other people who have taken the kill shots and who have been made sick and who have been injured. They're not getting the press. It's a cover-up, and I think see that.
There was a lengthy dialogue today in this neuropathy group with multiple people injured, and they have appealed to their local media, radio stations, television stations, to try to get some coverage and some attention to what's happening, and their phone calls won't get returned, emails don't get returned, they are not interested in covering it, and that's coming from multiple people from multiple areas of the country. There's no acknowledgement of any of this.
Well, I don't see any support in the media. I don't see any support or even interest expressed by any level of the government. Nobody's talking about it. They know about it, but they're not talking about it. And that's really disgusting. And I hope that the message gets through to you that because of that very thing, you know that they know, and this is being covered up. It is.
Yeah. It's disturbing to say the least.
What about, now you mentioned something once about things, I guess it was a spike protein that has been seen or shown to attack the myelin? Was that it?
Well, if you create antibodies to the sequences that are within the spike protein, there's one in particular, the syncytin 1, and that's the one that's associated with, if you start creating antibodies to that protein, it's probable, that protein is needed to form a placenta, and it's also an integral part of the myelin sheath or the nerves in the brain. It's correlated with the development of multiple sclerosis if you're developing antibodies to that particular protein.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got that going on, all these autoantibodies that are being generated from having this foreign protein in you. The protein itself has segments on it that will bind to heparin, which is your body's anticoagulant. So no wonder people are forming clots. There's another part of that spike protein that interacts with integrins, which is involved in the clotting cascade. It's
explain that again a little bit, just a little slower for everyone. I want them to understand why the clots. Because the protein is binding to anticoagulants.
It's inactivating. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's binding to your body's own heparin. And so you
Which
need your heparin
clots.
To be able to, control the rate or regulate it. I mean, this protein dysregulates your body's ability to maintain hemostasis, which is the balance of the various proteins in your blood so that it flows appropriately or clots appropriately.
So these people who are throwing big clots, this is happening actually fairly quickly. So that suggests, does it not, that there are an awful lot of spike proteins in somebody once that they've gotten shot up and their body's been turned into a spike protein factory? The body must be creating enormous numbers of these proteins.
It seems like it, yeah. If this mRNA begins circulating, you're going to have an inflammatory response just from the foreign lipid nanoparticles.
Which
and
are
the
dangerous
RNA.
In and of themselves.
Yeah,
should never
those,
have been
those can cause
no.
problems, even without any mRNA in them. Those are problematic.
Hmm.
I mean, you just shoot somebody with the, shoot them up with this mRNA, and yeah, you can have a clotting problem with that alone. But a lot of this stuff ends up in the liver, and the liver is a protein factory. You have a lot of blood proteins that are synthesized in the liver, and so if the liver starts churning out bunches and bunches of spike proteins, yeah, you could flood your system.
Remember,
pretty fast with a lot of foreign material.
That's the ostensible goal of these so-called vaccines, to reorganize your genetics to produce primarily the spike protein, not the normal proteins that your cells produce. They're being taken off the menu. Your cells are being redesignated as spike protein factories. Here.
Yep.
Now, on top of all that, the Supreme Court, it's funny how this Supreme Court ruled on this already. The Supreme Court rules vaccine makers have legal rights to the COVID vaccine recipient's DNA. What does that mean? What does that mean? I'm asking everyone out there. Think about that. They own you. They literally own part of your DNA. Now, does that mean they can tax you on it? Does that mean they can come to your home and take samples anytime they want? What does that mean? I mean, it can mean anything. The Supreme Court ruled that vaccine makers have legal rights to coronavirus vaccine recipients' DNA. Now, did anyone who's listening who got that shot, were you told about any of this potential? That because your DNA is being custom redesigned, that it might not be your DNA anymore? Was that part of your informed consent? Did you even have the right to informed consent? Most people, not a chance. They've just been sticking people. So remember that creep Biden? Get the shot. Just get the shot. Do your part. That sleazy.
Yeah, they're still
rotten.
Pushing it. It's criminal. I never would have imagined that they would be coercing people into taking this highly experimental.
Hey, LA County sheriffs are going home to home now, where the mentally challenged are living. And disabled, and taking them out and forcing them to be vaccinated. There's video of it. They're forcing them to be vaccinated. They bring a nurse along or something, and they hold them, and they scream.
Yep.
And these people are, they're not well. They're damaged for whatever reason. I don't know. ADD,
it's
ADHD,
funny. They still...
where are they going to draw the line? Go ahead.
The ones I've seen, it's sad because they clearly don't want this needle. They intuitively know that they don't want it, and they put up as much of a fight as they can, and they've got somebody holding them down and coming at them with a needle.
How can this be? I guess we got to go back to what Joel said last hour, that we just don't have enough good people left in this culture to stand up for this. Erica, thank you very much for the insights, and
Jeff, good to catch up.
Let me know. Yeah, thanks very much. Always a pleasure.
Okay.
All right, good night. All right, that's it for this episode. And again, I really do apologize for all the negativity, but we're living in it, and it's our future now. It's literally being forced upon us, and I think you can understand that the potential here is so convoluted and so wide open that almost anything can happen. And probably will. Thank you for being here. Be back with you tomorrow night.